In the summer, it doesn't rain at all. So you don't, the roofers don't do well in California.
They have this glass.
They do their work.
They do do well because the sun kills it, right? The sun kills the roof.
I did a roof there. I did a roof in California. I did Gross's roof, the Yeshiva. The sun, the sun's roof. What's his name? Yes, yeah. No, I have a Duralast. I do Duralast. I got a Duralast guy down there to do it for me. I saved him $25,000.
Really?
No, it's us. He's the, he was on a two family, you know.
Still.
Right, Sajid on a mansard roof. He's like a mansard roof. He's one of those flyover robbers. Like, really.
Spanish house, only on the outer.
Yeah, he didn't do that. He only did the flat roof. But the flat roof, they wanted to charge him like crazy money.
He sucked it up.
I found a guy for him. It was nothing.
Well, so, it was like, what's the price?
Material was like
$2,000. Why would the guy do the labor when you do this? Like, we go to the restaurant.
No, the guy did everything. The guy did everything. I didn't do anything. I didn't do anything. I didn't make any money.
When did you call a guy and go, hey,
I'm a Duralast guy. I have a rep call and say, listen, where are we? He's the last guy. I'm the last guy. You know, I don't want to work out there. I'm really interested. I have this guy I take care of. You know, just, you know. He would have charged him also $30,000.
Right, it's only because you.
Yeah, I told him, come on, material's $2,000. I'm like, how much you can charge a guy? I know the whole roof, you know. But he's a Mexican.
Jersey's not bad, dude. Hello, you don't have to pay for the whole
thing. Everything there is crazy.
You don't have to pay for the
whole thing. Much more than anything else. My neighbor is in the charge.
Why?
Because you pay, we have this called property. You pay 1% purchase price.
Really?
It doesn't go up? It doesn't go up? It goes up every year.
Okay, so yeah, that's what I like.
So, guy bought now, a guy bought your neighbor's house for $5 million. He's paying 10 times, 15,000, 500,000.
Yeah,
you gotta be rich to live in California.
No, you gotta buy. Okay. Really? Yeah, it's the only way, forcing you to use cash. Only way to do it.
The whole state is like one big
bird. Nuts.
Well, nice people are still living there.
Nah.
Mad at living there.
What? No one's living there. Really?
Out of your mind.
Nah. Empty.
It's not like it was.
It's not like it was.
It's not like it was.
It's more.
What the high end people in that
Jewish community is not wrong.
Lakewood isn't what it was.
Nothing about Lakewood, but I'm talking about the
Jewish community is not wrong.
The wealthy people are not. They're moving to Florida. Persians. But
you have to be, don't you have to be wealthy to live there? You have to be wealthy to live there?
A loaded question.
So a regular guy can't live there.
Yeah,
salary
though.
What?
That's
60 grand a minute. What? How high is salary? How high is salary? What do you think? Everybody there is making $500,000.
No.
Hey, what's up?
He got low.
What? You didn't
do? Chili. Hold on.
There's a guy in my yeshiva who used to stay up all night. We only saw him if he was up all night. In the morning. He had the only time I ever saw him. Are you ever there, right? You want to learn the block like a mensch. Look at all the skill. Pleasure's all animals.
Don't even see it. We're gonna have like it's not jobs.
That's like when labels for labels. When he saw red when he saw him stretched out and across on his bed. Yeah.
Every now and then.
You know what?
Father from here.
I'm a very good father.
Well, you are.
I fall asleep all the time.
You don't get it right the first time. Yeah, you need practice.
You never have to get out of the first. You always miss.
Nobody's born a good father. You have to learn. All right. I feel like an old father when my son calls me up if I can help him down payment for a house. You know what I mean? So now I'm like, I have to make money.
To him too.
I gotta.
Where does he want to
work? No idea, but.
Tom David. Yeah.
He needs to know how much money's available. He needs.
Yes,
he needs to know how much money is available. I tell him the Yerush is done. So, you know what I mean?
See,
Tom's
brother, you're supposed to tell him, go to
Zane. Don't worry.
He knows not to.
He went there already. He got a good shakedown. Now he's by me. He went to his in-laws, you know what I mean? Oh, it's Tuesday. Anyway, he went to his in-laws. They said they're going to take a hike, you know what I mean? No, I'm just joking. Anyway. Right after Shavuos, right? Right after Shavuos, see? You don't know? Okay, you stay. You won't go. No problem.
We'll call you. Yes.
We'll let you know. Okay. How's the knee? Your knee's good? Yeah, you look pretty good. Okay, we are up to today's Daf Yomi moment. First of all, 20 blocks from the end, and today the Daf starts at the end, at the beginning for his word, and it ends at the end.
Did
the mission yesterday? I did the
mission
yesterday.
You have to feel different.
What?
He always does that.
yeah, you guys. You want to stop? Know the word? Anyway, today she is in honor and sponsored for the schus. Omer Mekasim and Arna Esther should get out. The Omer Maxim. I don't know what's going to be in Gaza. It's a disaster over there. Whole life to straw matzav is not pashut. We need a lot of siyata shmaya. Yitzchak ben Shalamis, Sharifu Shlema, Yaakov Fruman, Sharifu Shlema, Tzudim, Shana Minna, Sar Sinema, Bash Beel, Shar Zel Shakam, Shmuel ben Rachel Leo. You staying for Shavuos, Mr. Barber?
No.
Oh, I was going to get a good cheesecake for you. There's no cheesecake, California. Refer to Shur ben Tzim, and Zizel Nechel.
Basically, he's saying he doesn't know yet if he's going to be a for Shavuos. He might be back.
Well, he surely doesn't know if he's here for Shavuos, you know what I mean?
He doesn't know that he's here yet.
Surely he's a special Shavuos. Refrigerator, just the cheesecakes that come.
I don't think Cerulli knows that he's here yet.
No, Cerulli has the mobile home. He's going to a special Shavuos getaway.
You can't put cheesecake in that thing.
By Shiva, yeah.
You can't eat cheesecake.
How did Cerulli get mixed into this picture? Let's go. Zok de Gemara. So we said that if I borrow something, and I tell you to send it with your people, then I'm chayv right away. Or if I tell you to send it with my people, chayv right away. But if not, till it gets to my hand, I'm not chayv. A shoyl, don't forget, a shoyl is kolan ashaloi, and he has tremendous responsibility. So he has tremendous responsibility. It's a big nafkamina when that responsibility comes on. So that's the Mishnah. Zokti Gemara, biyad adoy chayv. If I tell you to send it with your eved, means I borrow something from Chapla. Chapla has an Evid. I tell him, just send it with your Evid. Then I'm Chayv right away. Fretti Gemara, Yad Evik, Ya Rabbi. Why am I Chayv? Why is this Shoyo Chayv right away? The Mashal's hand of his Evid is like him. So it means it didn't leave your hand. It didn't leave your hand, just like if you deliver it, you can't be, if I tell you, deliver me the car. I want to borrow your car, and you're going to deliver it? Yeah, I'll bring it over later. Till you bring it into my rishos, I'm not chayv. I don't have responsibility. It's over here also. So Gemara says, "I'm a shmul, the eved ivri, the eved is the loy kanan legufer." Talking about eved ivri, when you're not kanan legufer, oh, by eved kanani, with yad eved yad rabba, your mamash owned the guy. You could make him, you could beat him. I mean, you can't beat him because you have to be nice to your eved, but you own the goof of the eved, so it's yad eved yad rabba. But eved ivri is loy kanan legufer, but it's not yad eved yad rabba. He's like a regular shliach. Like a regular shliach, so I tell you, go send it with, it's like your son. Your son, you don't own your son. Maybe it'll be the same thing. So Gemara says, Rava Marfil Tame Ever Kanani. Even if you go with Ever Kanani. Nasika Oimaloi, he kisha ben makal vihisavoy. This is a shayla how to learn. But Rashi learns that it's just like if I hit the animal with a stick and it moves. That's considered that I did a maisa and it goes, I'm kind of it. So over here also, by me telling the guy, to send it with his eved, it's like when I hit kisha mako, and I'm being mishabed myself at that point, when I told you to do it, and it goes out of your house, I'm being mishabed myself to be a shoyl.
It doesn't change what happened.
It doesn't matter. The problem is a sheba. The problem is why I'm not being mishabed myself if it's still in your shoes. So he's saying, by you saying, send it with this guy, even though, yeah, he is an extension in your hand, that doesn't matter. Even if he's Eved Kanani, Yadav Ke'arabai. The fact that I told you to send it with him, so that's like a kishu of makel, it's like an animal going, but an animal didn't do anything either. Still, that's considered that you're Meshavah Nafshe. Meisvei Asher Zaparo. We have a brisa that says Asher Zaparo. V'sholchol biyad benoi, biyad shluchol chayev. Biyad avde potter. It's clear it's a biyad avde potter. Why is it potter? So Mishnah says Shmuel, if you don't like Shmuel's pshat, Masisim be'avad ivri, the Mishnah is going be'avad ivri, with Yad Eber Kiyar Rabbi, Mele, you can't, Masisim be'avad ivri, you'll be potter, and Bryce says be'avad kanani. And Bryce says be'avad kanani. Elu Rav, Kashya, come to Rav, what are you going to say? Even by Eber Kanani, the Kishu Ma'aka works. So Gemara says, Amalach Rav, let him a Nasika Armale, Ela Eimer Ba'amale Kishu. It's not Nasika Armale. Till now I was saying that even if you hold Eber Kanani is Yad Eber Kirad Rabboi, and it's extension of the Marshal's hand, so how does it work? It's like Hakisha Mako, which means you're Megal Das, you're, by you saying, I want him to bring it to me, that's enough of a shibin nafshe, means you're megal das, you won't take responsibility for this item. Or we're saying, no, it's not nasa, it's actually hikisha mako v'itavay. But amale hikisha mako v'itavay. So it's more direct thing that he actually did. I don't know if he did something or it was Eved Kanani, but he actually told, maybe he pushed him, I don't know what he did. He did something.
So there he's.
They would be chayef right away because by him doing this akisha mako, you'd be chayef. But you didn't do akisha mako. You just said, let him deliver it. If he delivers it, he's out of a karaba, not a rabbi. And Rashi says, "Umishum the shalach avdi imar lo mifter." I mean, the fact that you said that, I told you to send the item, happens to be that you sent a delivery man with the item. The delivery man is your Eved Kanani, and he's Yad Eved Kirabe. But no, that doesn't affect what my shiva is going to be. That's how he learns. There's a lot of different ways to learn, but we'll go like this.
It's not going with the fact that. The receiving guy has to make some sort of kinyan.
No, right now we're not going with the kinyan. If you made a kinyan, there's no question about it.
Not kinyan, but it goes with the same type of concept.
If you made a kinyan, there's no question about it.
To get kinyan, it has to turn over responsibility.
We're looking for switch. We're looking for Gemir's Das. Yeah. We're looking for how could this guy, how does a shibud work? So we're saying, by doing, right, right. Amar Rav Nachman, Amar Rav Abu, Amar Rav. Kimi shiotz mishos mashal or mesa.
You don't have to shake the whole building.
Chayev, yichayev. Nemo misayele shilani parasoch. No, I didn't skip anything. Amar Rav Nachman, Amar Rav Abu, Amar Rav. Kimi shiotz mishos mashal or mesa. Itma? They don't say itma over here. No, you don't have to say that. The Idmar, my My cousin grew up in a reform. My cousin grew up in a conservative shul. He came from, but his whole family down in the conservative shul. And after, they only had morning prayers. The rabbi said everything else is for cavemen. You only come in the morning. Anyway, he doesn't get paid for the rest of the Shabbos, so he's only driving in the morning to shul, and that's it. But the Chabad around the corner had shalshudas. So he wanted to have shalshudas. Because shalshudas was geshmak, candy and stuff, you know. So he went to the rabbi. The rabbi said, I don't get paid to come back in the afternoon. Unless you have most of the mispalim that want to come back, I'm not coming back. So he went around, he got a petition from every mispalim. He got every mispalim to agree to come back for shalshudas, this 8-year-old kid. And they have shalshudas. My great aunt and uncle sponsored shalshudas for the rest of their life. As long as they're alive, for the shul. Mine said, a rabbi retired 2 years later. He said, this little kid made me retire. He proved me. He killed my job. And anyway.
The kid
he
came from.
Yeah, he lives in California. A doctor. Huh? He's really from.
He was here, right?
He's from. What are you talking about?
Careful. Yeah, be careful, exactly.
I mean, he probably voted for Biden, but...
Bernie Sanders.
Lend me your cow. Vamle biyad mi. So Amar Rav Ash says, no. You have no raya from this. How come I skinon? You could say a whole different case in Al Gemara. How come I skinon going shahar yisachat serish al shahar? You're trying to say it's this kisha makel business, the guy's going medas, this hard concept to understand. He says, no, that's not the case over here. How come I skinon going shahar yisachat serish al shahar lefnim mechat serish al mashal? Basically, it's like you have these in Lakewood, you have the house in the front, the house in the back. The guy in the back is the shahar. You have to go through the guy's front driveway to get to the guy's back at, what do you call it, a flag lot. Flag lot. Those are assets in Lakewood.
Not that many.
There's tons. They got them in right away.
Albert has one of them.
So anyway, they...
Spruce Street.
Right next to Rockham Street is one. Right next door. There's duplex in the back, duplex in the front. So basically...
Shelly.
So Gemara says... So, Amar Rabash, Yechmaiskin, Vishahisachatzer Shoshoel, Fnimachatzer Shoshoel Mashal. So he lived in the back, and the Mashal was in the front. The Chimishalchalo, Vada Lahasamazlo. When he sends it, that's for sure where it's going. There's nowhere else where it's going. So, Mela, the fact that he automatically, Rashi says, like when he hit it with the stick, it's going over there. So with this, for sure the Shoyal is being Mishabed himself, because it's minor, it's like his already, it's done. It's a done deal. But if it would have to go through a few streets, Mechteis, why should it be Mechuyif? So Gemara says, what's the Chiddush then? Ihochi Maila Memra, of course. Letzrich de'iki gezaisya. Ma'atim le'isom chedaita, de'makayim ha'asim le'azia. What's gezaisa? These are all kinds of nooks and crannies in this backyard. It's got a little him there, a little thing there, a little thing there. It's not a straight backyard. It's not just a nowhere to go. So maybe you think that why should I be? I'm not being mishab myself till it actually gets to my backyard. It's half a mile long this driveway, and it goes here, it goes there. Kamash will not know. Lamaisa has nowhere else to go. That's smichas das, and it's good. Amar Abuna, Hashel Kardem Chaberoi. I borrow an axe from my friend. Boka boy, Kanoi. The minute that I actually axe with it, so you kinda. Loi boka boy, loi Kanoi. And the Gemara's understanding right now that Meshicha is not kinda b'shamrim. That's the Gemara's understanding. So the Gemara's understanding that unless you use it, till then there's no chiyuv. So Zakti Gemara, Lamai, Ilam La Einzim. Every time it's for Einzim, Maishna Paro, the Mishash Sheelo, a Paro The minute you borrowed, you chayev. So why should this be any different? What do you have to use it for? If I go to Chap, I want to borrow his car. The minute I take it, I'm done. So what is the El Chazara? Wahan Chazara? That the Mashosh Chap could be chayev. Chap says, listen, give me back my car. So Baka boy, if I start using it, Loi Matzi Hadabay. Mashal. Loi Baka boy, Matzi Mashal Hadabay. He could be chayev. Or Pliga Dir Mami. And this Rav Huna is arguing with Rami. Damar Rami, Hamashal Kadim Shal Hekish. If I lend, I have a card that belongs to Hekish. I'm the Gizber. I'm the guy in charge. It's actually mine. It's mine. I have a Hekish hammer. A Mashal Kadim Shal Hekish. I lend it out to someone. Ma. The fact that I lent it to Chapler, I'm Ma. What's Tavzano? Tavzano means what is my gain by me lending Chapel something? I have a certain gain for that. That Chapel is very happy with me. Now, next time I have a problem with my car, he'll give me a deal because I lent him something. So there's some kind of gain from it. So Mal if Tavzano Shaboy. The Chaviroi, but Chapel because I already was Meitzit from Hektish. By me going and lending it to Chapler, it's done. It's not Hektish anymore. I was Moyle. Vila Kanoi, if telling me it's no Meshicha, and it has to do with you starting to use it, so my Ma. Why am I the Masha that lent it to Chapler Ma with this hammer, axe? Why is Chapler how to use it? Nehedri, Vila Rikne, Vila Limo. Chapler should give it back, and there shouldn't be any Mila. So it must be that there is some kind of Meshicha. The minute that this marshal takes it, Yechayev. We're pleading to the Lazar. Another thing, both another Shita. The Amr Lazar, they are taking Meshicha with the Kuchis. One second. Yeah. A pligi there by laws, dama laws, kdeach tiknu mashicha b'lekuchos, kaktik tiknu mashicha b'shamer. And mele that there is a mashicha, and it is kind of, has nothing to do with you starting to use it. You kind of want mashicha. Kaktik mashicha b'shamer. Tanya mahal kshem shtiknu mashicha b'lekuchos, kaktik mashicha b'shamer. Vikashem, kak and nikas b'kaz b'shamer chazako. Kach schir is named because of Zoko and the Gemara says, what do you mean? Schir is my bit. Who's talking about schir is over here? How is schir is kind of with this Chazaka business? Kesef Shal Chazaka. So Gemara says, because the schir is karka. Schir is karka. There is a din Kesef Shal Chazaka. You could be how Nagal Aparat, or as soon as you give the money, or a star. Rabbi Loza is saying the same thing. He's also arguing with Rav Huna, and he's saying that you need Meshicha. And Mizariah, that there is Meshicha by Shoyo. Not like the first Rav Huna said. Rav Huna said there's not Meshicha, but you have to actually use it.
Even by
Kardam? Even by Kardam. By everything. Every single Shoyo. As soon as you Meshicha it, it's yours. You don't have to use it. It's done. It's over. Yechayim and Ointzim. Now, Tosis says, the interesting thing, Tosis says, Kachtik and Meshicha B'Shoimrim, Tosis says, not to Mizariah the Ointzim. That would, it's not true, because he's saying the minute you did Meshicha, you wouldn't be able to be Chayzer from it. That's what he's saying. Not that you Chayv and Ointzen right away. No, he's saying you wouldn't be Chayv. So he says, Kachin Meshicha Meshayim, Lo Yus Chayv Ointzen Kamar, Da Shem Chinam B'Lay Meshicha.
You
have him Shia.
Right.
It's not a false thing. It's not a woman. So the thing can't use it anyway. He's saying that Meshicha is only kind of. He's saying it can't be that Mashiach is what makes you be Mechayim Oinsim, because Hashem Mechinim and Hashem Esach are Chayim without that. So it's not for the Oinsim, it's only for Chazara. Because Rav Huna says that the only way to, not to be Chazir is to actually use it. And Rabbi Lazar is saying that no, Mashiach is kind of right away for Chazara. The minute you Mashiach it, that's when you Chayiv. Oinsim you Chayiv right away. What, Shoyl? It doesn't. I understand, and they're still Chayev.
Right. But there is no Chazara. What? I'd like you to watch something for me. No, don't watch.
No, Shoyl. Sure. Why?
Specifically for Shoyl. It's the only place where it makes sense.
Why? He's also a Shimer, Shoyl.
No.
He just has more Achrayus.
He doesn't pass Chazara by the other ones.
Why not?
Yeah.
Why not? Why shouldn't we pass Chazara? Yeah, but so what? It's still Chazara. It's still pass Chazara. Why shouldn't we pass Chazara? Still pass Chazara. Amar Shmuel, Haiman begoza chavisa de tamri mechava. Okay, listen to this one. So this guy stole a cake of dates, and in this cake there's 50 dates. This bechamishim tamri. Agav adodi, they're squished together. Mizdavim benun nechichada. If you sell it all together, 50 dates, they sell the whole cake, then it gets sold 50 minus 1. That's $49. Discount. Chada chada. Like Moshe sells the egg boxes, 6 at a time. Chada chada, 1 at a time. Is davening benun, you get the extra dollar. So lahedyut mishal chamishim, nechichado. When it comes to hedyut, you pay 49. Lahegdish mishal chamishim mechum shayu. For hegdish, you have to pay 50, the whole 50, and the chamish for hegdish, because you're not allowed to be more on hegdish. Mashenkin and mazit le mishal chumsha. By a mazik, you don't pay chaimish for hegdish. The amamar ish ki yecha kodesh par la mazik. So mazik abu barabai la hegdit amai misham chamishim chichado. Why, if I go and I take, and I'm, I steal from Chapler this cake, why do I pay him only 49? Name alei, Chapler could say, I'm not chada chada hamizamin alei. You will mazik me $50. Are you stealing it? Now you give me back 49. I have a business. I'm selling this for one at a time. I make $50 off this cake. Now you gave me back 49. I lost a buck. Amar Avuna Brei Rabbi Yeshua Shaman Beisa. I skipped something. Shaman Beisa, but Oisa Sada. Tanan. That basically we have our halacha in Baba Kama that when I damage my animal, damages a row in your field, you don't evaluate the damage as is. You don't say, oh, damage a row of food is worth $100. No, you look at the whole base saw. And in a base saw, how much would you pay less to buy a base saw with this row ruin? That's very little, because a base saw is very big. A row is nothing. Insignificant with regard to a base saw. So let's say a base saw is $1,000. This row, this base saw that's missing a row, would be $950. But if you evaluate the row itself, that could be $200. So you see that the mazik is yoda al yaina. You give him a break. So we also, you give him a break. You give the guy a break. It's very negeya. I saw a local meister. The Griz brings down. Yitzchak Zilberstein brings down. I think from the Chazon Ish that if I go to a store, I'm driving by Gourmet Glot, my wagon. I run into to what's it called? The wine depot there. What's it called? The Vineyard. And I crack a bottle of I don't know what the Schwarzer drink that you guys drink, the tequila. I crack a bottle of junk. For it's a $200 bottle. So the Simcha from the Vinyan comes over to me and says, hey, you gotta give me $200. You crack the bottle. I say, nah, it doesn't cost you $200. That's what you sell it for. cost you $100. Especially if you got a discount, you have 2 million bottles there. So whatever you paid for it. You paid $90, I'll give you $90. I'm not giving you $200. So what's the halacha? The halacha of mice is that you only give the guy $90. You don't give the guy, it doesn't matter what he could sell it for. The fact that Chap was saying, chada chada, that I was going to sell this cake for $50, he still only gets $49. The Gemara says, why? Because Shem Beisa. The insurance is going to do the same thing?
While you're fixing a car, you break something in the area, it won't pay you the value of it. You have to give an invoice of what you paid for it.
Really? Your piece. Okay, so it's a big...
Just report your asset.
So it's a big nafkamina.
For something that you broke, that's not part of it.
If you break something, you don't pay the value of what it's worth for him to sell it. I pay for what your egg box. I go and damage three boxes of egg boxes. You could have made $300. But nice, you only pay $30. I pay $30. A big nafkamina halacha.
There's really three prices here. So you're saying, are you taking the smallest one?
The small.
You have retail, wholesale, and cost.
Whatever this guy paid for it.
That's cost.
What's what else?
This is saying wholesale. You could have sold it for 49 or 50. 50 is the whole 49. Is
right, because over here, that's for him. That's what's nageya.
Could be he paid 48 for it.
No, he made the dates.
He grew them.
He grew them.
So okay, maybe it's a cost.
It's a cost.
Was they planted? Right. You ran the field.
Yeah, but he didn't buy. I don't know. He didn't buy it.
This is not saying close. It's saying wholesale price.
This is saying the wholesale price. The lower price. The lower price.
Lower the sale prices. You're saying cost. Very different.
Yeah, okay.
It's case.
Well, a case is different because that. What? How is he going to say it? What? Okay, there's no only.
It's wholesale pricing.
Moonshine in the back of a big lot.
If he has it himself.
What's moonshine?
He can either sell it for 50 or sell it for 45.
What are you, 100 years old? Moonshine? Who ever heard of that moonshine?
You can only use it when it's not
glass.
It's only in those glass tubs.
What are you, nuts? Moonshine? Anyway, fine.
Open it and the smell makes you pass out.
So basically that's the halacha. Zati Gemara, Lemaimer, the Sava Shmuel, Din Hegit, Lakid and Gavoya. Tamitami, Din Hegit is different than Gavoya, but Tanan, Nutl Evan or Kurim Akish. So this is a guy who's a gizber. Means, Moshe is very important to what me and you with the house, the beam. So basically, we'll say talk soon. So basically, I'm in charge of the beams of Hekdesh. So not even I call him Hekdesh Lemal. Lemal. Not only Chaveri. Now why isn't Lemal? Lemal because he's a gizber, so it doesn't go out of his rishus.
Put your monkey there.
Lema, bon if I build it into his house, Lema, he has to live under a shovel pruta. It's not enough that he puts it in. It means I took Moshe's beam from his house, I put it into the kitchen, I didn't change the beam. I took it the way it was. So nachayv till you live under it. So you see that Yad Hekdesh and Yad Hekdesh, Yad Hekdesh. Is everything alright?
Yeah.
Are you normal?
You're
like, can't get his words out, like something's wrong. So you see that Hekdesh and Hegir are similar. So Gemara says, "How do Beishmul Mahi? Or my the Mahi other man? Maybe he's having another one. Then I'm Mahalda. No, Mahi other man. Because the other Mahalda, Hegdish Lo Midas is Kehegid Midas Tommy. Why? Hegdish is always considered Midas because in Hegdish there's no Bialim. It's like the Bialim. There's nothing to Shleim Midas. If I own a car and a guy takes a Shleim Midas, that means I didn't know about it. By Hegdish, no, something you don't know about it. The Eibishter knows about everything." He knows every time he takes it. There's nothing shleim medas. Zot Gemara Amareva. Hanish shkuloi. There are these shkul guys. The tovu chavita dechama lechen v'no.
Great page.
The guys, the carriers, these, what do you call them? There's a word for it. Porters, yeah. They broke a guy's barrel of wine. Lechenva. A store owner. He broke his barrel of wine. But Yom Rishuka. In the day of Rishuk. Yom Rishuk is down in the hay. When he goes to sell in the day of Rishuk, it sells for hay, for $5. Rishayim is down by Arba. And the rest of the year is $4. So Ahadli, Yom Rishuka, if you give it back to him, according to Rashi, before the day of the Shuk, so Mahadli Chavisa Lechamra. Then you can give him back the barrel of wine. Because that he could sell for $5, you gave him back his full value. I mean, that's his value. B'shar yomer mahadlei hay. You give him back $5. Why? Because the rest of the year he can't sell it for $4. So by you giving it back to him after the day of the shuk, you basically made him lose $1. So that's why you give him back $5. V'le'a maron, z'te maron, edle havle chamlo zvimi. Means if this store owner, I break a barrel of wine, I go to what's it called, this guy, the cave over here, and I break the cellar, yeah, and I break a barrel of wine. I break a barrel of wine. And so he tells me, listen, Libby, you owe me the barrel's worth $500, and it's not Pesach season now, I can't sell it, whatever. Now it's worth only, to sell this is $400. If I had it by the season, I would have been able to sell $500. I owe him $500. But if he has barrels of wine by the season, even if I didn't return my barrel and he didn't sell it, that means that's not, you couldn't sell it. If you didn't have what to sell, people came in and said, can I borrow a barrel of wine? And I don't have it. This guy Ledge took it, he broke it. He should have sold it. So still you have to pay the difference. Means how much would a guy pay the fact that he doesn't have to go and make a sale? Sit at home and relax. There's a certain price for that. Rashi says, even when you pay back $5, you take off some money. I mean, even when there's a chiv for me to pay back $5, whatever, right? The chiv is, let's say he didn't have the barrel to sell. You still take off some money. Rashi says, "Kam who writes a leisha with a limker yain chavis achas pruta pruta v'yesha bottle." How much would he pay for that? There's a certain price for that. Let's say it's $0.50, whatever it is. And you paid the meibah as an isa, is advertisement costs. Or Rashi says that there's a certain, in the old days, to open a barrel was a malacha. There was a certain kunst to open a barrel. So whatever that was, that's also money. And Mela, you have to pay someone to open the barrel. So now that you never pay someone to open the barrel, I don't have to pay, I can deduct that from the payment. Let me just get Mishnayos.
What?
Sales and marketing fees.
No, that's the first step.
Oh.
Look at note 9.
36.
That's just the last thing.
Part of that,
you would have to hire someone to go call it out for the neighborhood. That's one shot. There's two shots in
that. That's
the last part. That's how you touch the
last part. There's two shots in there.
To make a hole in the barrel.
There's two shots in there.
That's
two
shots. Also, we're arguing on the same thing.
Thank you, Shelly.
The only difference is mine's first.
Like an alte kachke. Brenda. I'm going to read the Shal Bishmal, Zerushua, Kishay Mahakam Derek, I'm going to go up to Bay's Hay. Kishay Mahakam Derek, I'm going to have Nemat Asru Gavina Zagakam, and why is cheese the Mavakam Asru? I'm going to have Nishamah Midam Oysa Kavish on the Vela. They put it in the what's Kava? Kava's stomach of Nevela. I'm going to have a Kavish Oilo Hamuru and Kavish Nevela. That it's so he's saying kevis oilo is asur bahano and bahilo, and a veil is only also bahilo. So what's the big deal?
What are we going to do? What's the mission saying?
The mission saying is that
the power of cheese. What is oilo?
Not a problem there.
We're not saying why don't we just use that case, but
there, it's more strict, and they say it's not a problem.
Right. Over here, it's also about knowing. You don't say it's a problem. And over here, it's also only about chili. You say it's a problem. Zok there. I'm alive. I'll keep his other chumur against me. I'm rukayin shadaita yafa surfa chaya. Rukayin shadaita yafa. So you surfa.
Yeah.
He's allowed to go ahead and write. He says to you, allowed to suck it out. When it's not mevushal, even though there will be it's also ba'achila and also ba'ano. But lehoy d'loy, aval amu ein nenu lehoy ma'alan. Chazar amu lehoy neshav midu ois bekevus egle avay dezara. So he says, edechanami. The problem is as egle avay dezara. Amu lehoy imkain lama lehoy asru ba'ano. So why is it not aser ba'ano? Why is it only aser ba'achila? If it's egle avay dezara. I guess he's arguing with that. No, he blabs a shred. They're asking on him. So he didn't want to tell him the real reason to the gzera. So he moved on to the next. I'm like, Shmuel Achi, Heich ato, Korea, Kitoim Dechem Yayin. How do you read this pasuk? Like Kitoim the Dayich. I'm the Kitoim the Dayach, not the Decha. I'm the Ena Dovakin, Shari Chavarim, Lama the Love, Lereach, Shema Necha, Toivim. So just like over there, so over here also would be the Dayach, not the Dayach. Just like over there, Shema Necha is the Lashon Zachar, over here is also Lashon Zachar. He basically didn't answer him on this thing.